May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I just want to share something really practical with you today, because the deep things of God are usually just very practical things. And we've talked this earlier this week about the fact that he says in Ephesians 6 that there's a struggle, that we have a struggle, that there's real warfare. And so I just want to follow up on that, not from Ephesians 6, but let me just read these verses to you. This is from Luke chapter 4, begins in verse 1. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led about by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days while tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they had ended, he became hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him and said, "It is written, man should not live on bread alone." He led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment. The devil said to him, "I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall be all yours." And then Jesus answered and said to him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." This is Isaiah 14. Which speaks of the fall of the son of the morning, Lucifer, this great cherub. "How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning and son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth. You have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, and I will raise my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you'll be thrust down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit." Satan wants to be worshipped. He longs to be worshipped. He wants to be adored. John 4 says that Jesus said the Father came looking for true worshipers, true adorers, who will worship him in spirit and truth. And yet Satan, there was a time when he, this great archangel, who wanted to elevate himself above the throne of God so that he could be worshipped and he could be adored. He watched all that was happening and he thought that would be something I would like. He longed for that, to be worshipped and to be adored. And he told Jesus, he said, "If you'll just fall down and worship before me, I will give you all these things." And of course, Jesus didn't do that. But the bottom line, the point is he wants worship. He even wanted Jesus to worship him. Ezekiel chapter 28 makes it really clear, and almost every Hebrew scholar interprets that chapter the same way, speaking of Satan again, that Satan was likely the worship leader of heaven. As a cherubim, he stood close and was one of those ones, glory, glory, glory. And that he was a worship leader. His name is even pipes, like musical instruments. And so as the worship leader and leading the angels of heaven into worship, he became jealous and wanted to be worshipped himself. And that's why, even though God, if he wanted to, could snap his finger and destroy Satan in a moment. You believe that? Why doesn't he do it that way? Because Satan, who was the worship leader of heaven, who wanted worship, instead of God getting worship, he wanted to be adored and worshipped. He wants to be worshipped now. God has chosen, redeemed, volunteer lovers, volunteer worshipers to defeat him. That's the plan that God has. The one who wants to be worshipped, Jesus bound up the strong man on our behalf and then has given us the assignment to take back everything in Jesus' name that the enemy has confiscated. And he's using volunteer lovers, worshipers, to do that work. That's the greatest torment that the enemy could ever know. That's why our worship, that's why people like Luke and others who are worship leaders often are at the point of the spear, because they're carrying on the work that he once had. And he knows how important worship is. God's looking for true worshipers and true adorers. When you and I give into worship, now when I mean worship, I'll explain to you, but let's just use what we think worship. When we give in to praise and worship, and we do it with all of our heart, it cleans the atmosphere of demonic things. It creates an atmosphere for God to move. But it says the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And it just removes the demonic activity. The more geographical people the body of Christ worship him, that's why 24-hour, 24/7 worship is so important, that God's bringing up around the earth, because it just creates an atmosphere for revival. But it also does it on a personal level, i.e., here's a very simple suggestion. When you get assaulted and attacked and you're struggling, we talked about standing. One of the things that you can do very clearly is just begin to praise God. Just begin to worship God. Forget your feelings. Just worship him who's worthy. And you say, well, Bishop, I know I'll feel better because it just sort of changes the psychology. I'm praising, so it just makes me feel better. No, it makes you feel better because the reason you're feeling terrible because there's a struggle. Again, you're not just having a bad day. It's a demonic struggle. You're not just going through a hard time. It's a demonic struggle. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. And so you're going through a real struggle. And the one who is created to worship, who's assigned your struggle to demonic forces, can't stand it when you worship God with all your heart, when you adore him with all your heart. We say, what if I can't think of anything to sing? Just start telling him you love him. Just adore him. That's worship. Just adore him and adore him and adore him. Or sing something silly. Sing in tongues. It doesn't matter. And the atmosphere will clear. You'll find your emotions changing. And don't give in to the humanistic idea that your psychology just changed because you did something positive. You cleared the atmosphere. The worshiper who wants worship can't stand being in an environment where people are voluntarily loving and adoring God. You hear me? It's one of the most practical things you can hear. But that's also why there's such a battle for worship leaders and in churches, why there's such a battle for worship. Because it clears the atmosphere. That's why we worship at the first. We can celebrate and worship at the end, but we worship at the beginning because we want the atmosphere clear. God inhabits the worship, the adoration of his people. It just draws him. It draws his heart. Clears the atmosphere of the demonic so the Holy Spirit can just do the stuff he wants to do. But you know what it also says in Romans chapter 12? I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, which is your reasonable service of worship. That's why obedience, surrender, also clears the atmosphere. Because it's a physical expression of worship and adoration. And the enemy can't handle it. I can tell you this, in this struggle, if you'll just choose to be obedient, the struggle will stop until he tries to come back again. But in a very simple way, I would just encourage you, next time you find yourself in a battle, again, let's get this down inside of us. We're going to talk about this a lot in the weeks and the months to come. Identify what the struggle is. Quit being so humanistic. Stop acting like a lost person trying to figure out why you're struggling. You're struggling because the enemy's attacking you, period. Do the most simple thing. Start worshiping God. And you know what the enemy's going to do? It's going to be like throwing water on a witch, you know, like in the, what's that movie? Yeah. I'm melting. He just can't stand the environment because he voluntarily chose to stop worshiping. And the sight of someone who's a volunteer lover, that's why intimacy just kills him. A volunteer lover who's chosen intimacy that starts worshiping him just destroys him. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.